Good day, brother and sister, spiritual patriots. Jimmy Schwinn here with our favorite Lama, Master Lama Rasaji. We got some good things and interesting things to talk about today. The World Economic Forum meeting in Davos this week, where all the unquote, quote, masterminds of doom, pretty much, they mastermind everything they want everybody else to do, but actually don't do it themselves. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how that's going to affect you, what's going on right now. I mean, this world is shaken and baking. I mean, it is amazing. There is thriving going on. There is just surviving going on. There's judgment. There's transformation. There's ascension. And the energy is pouring in. I mean, it is amazing. So we're at episode 86 today of the Patriot and the Lama Show. And the Lama has got his 5G. We got a new laptop coming. He will be on next week on the Patriot and the Lama Show, but we got him hooked up today on his newer, it's not a laptop, but it's in between a laptop, and you can see him clear, you can hear him clear. So that's a definitely exciting thing. So we won't have to shut his video off in order to hear him, and we're excited about that today. Please share this video. Again, we're keeping it Facebook, YouTube friendly because they're the biggest ponds to fish in, and they have the most technology to allow you to go in there and find the right people for what you're doing. So we're going to continue to do that. But share, sow some good seeds, share it out. A lot of good information coming to you today. So first, before we get started, let's see how our favorite Lama, Brother Rasaji, is doing here. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing wonderful, Patriot Jimmy. So excited to be here with the new technology and everything moving forward. Excited about the subject matter, the Lama Siri and the Lama have been talking a lot. We've been paying attention to the broadcast in Davos, have a lot to share with people about it. Now, things aren't always what they appear to be, right, bro? So we're going to have fun today with this. And I'm just happy to be fully back with everybody, video and audio. So back to you, bro.
And we are really happy and grateful to have you back, brother. That's for sure. And, you know, it's amazing how these people, and I can't wait to get into what you and the Lama Siri has been talking about. And again, brother, always keep it YouTube and Facebook friendly. And you know, you got your latest of the Lama Siri, like it says on your screen there, the latest from the Lama Siri, where you just go raw into everything. There's no censoring, but we're dealing with the current conditions, okay? But we are winning. Good is winning. Abba is winning, which is the Heavenly Father, the creator of all things, is winning, okay? And there is no stopping it from happening. These people that think they're gods that gather together at the World Economic Forum and spew all of their garbage out of their mouth that they want all the people to follow, but yet they don't follow any of it. They got different rules for themselves. They think they're elite. And I'm still trying to think about what are they elite of? Of being thieves and scoundrels? Now, I'm sure this Patriot Lama Show, like last week at the World Update one, where Facebook rejected us boosting it, okay? You know they're suppressing my Patriots Network, and they're going to get their day in court with us. We are going to build up for that. Abba's building up for that. And there's other patriots that are building up for that. These companies are losing revenue. Abba's smacking them around left and right. And it's only going to continue to increase. So we're super excited. But let's get into this World Economic Forum meeting in Davos and kind of give us the skinny. We got some questions. You know, they're talking about the climate change that needs for action to address. And it's funny they're talking about that, Lama, as I'm watching me and my wife, Cindy, as we do our Tai Chi Gong, we're watching them spraying the skies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So give us the skinny on what you and the Lama Siri, you know, Facebook and YouTube friendly. And again, you've got more information than the latest Lama Siri of what's going on.
Sure. Well, what we can share with people today, and again, so happy to be here with all the people, but I've told people that when you go to qualify a person, you know, let's say we've done our column exercise, and let's say we had two intentions. Actually, let's say three. So one intention was I was looking for my life mate. Okay, well, if you told people what to do there, I'm going to reiterate. Also, I'm looking for my new business partner, which is sometimes just as much important to qualify, if not more so. The third thing is I'm looking for a sound investment, and I'm going to use a column exercise to make these three determinations. Now, when it comes to all three of those, the final determination is you have to meet with this person that you think might qualify for, let's say, 8 to 10 categories that they have jumped through the hoop to qualify. When you sit down with that person, maybe you're having a lunch. I've always told people, Jim, you've heard me tell them, look them straight in the eye, because the door of soul is in the eye, but the quality of spirit is also on the face. Now, no matter what they say, whether they're lying to you or they're talking honestly to you, here's the thing you need to understand. Their face and eyes will not lie. And the energy that you are feeling coming from their energy, guess what? It doesn't lie either. So those three things are the final thing that you make your decision. Do I want to start dating this attractive woman or this man? Do I even want to consider going in business? Wait a minute, this analyst that's picking this stock pick or something, do I trust this person? The reason I want to say that, Jimmy, this paints the overall theme of what the Lamasery had to say about Dalva this week. Whether a CEO of a Fortune 500 company was being interviewed, or whether it was some financial analyst, maybe a commercial banker, you could see them spewing things out their mouth that did not fit what they were showing up on their face, Jimmy. That was the most common thing that we saw. We would hear them talk about, well, we thought we were going to come here and hear doom and gloom. And I don't want to say that we're incredibly optimistic, but a lot more optimistic, but yet you would literally see fear coming off their face as they were spewing that out. Well, I'm sorry, if you noticed that the last 4 or 5 days, that was the constant theme, that sometimes it was so bad, they would literally look away from the camera. I mean, they were lying, Jimmy, so bad that they were looking away from the camera. But a couple things really came out of that. Remember, if you've been paying attention since whatever you want to call that happened in March of 2020, which I'm not going to give a name here to because of obvious reasons, but, you know, a lot of us started spending more time at home. We started doing Zoom calls a lot more and things like that, and StreamYard calls. This was the first time the World Forum had been fully out again in the last 3 years, right? So it's kind of been, you know, they were doing the same thing. So here you go. Everybody knows that you see the Swiss Alps sitting in the back, much like the mountains behind me here. Beautiful ski resort town. Who's on the ticket here? The top billionaires in the world. That's who shows up here. You have to have a special invite actually to show up.
And you want me to read that, Brother Lama? You want me to read the definition on this so that people understand that don't know? So the World Economic Forum, so we'll read the definition so you know what the Brother Lama is talking about. The World Economic Forum, WEF, meeting in Davos, also known as the Davos Forum, is an annual event where leaders from politics, business, and civil society gather to discuss global issues and share their perspectives on the state of the world. Now, understand, and then we're going to go right back to Lama. Right now, a lot of the people that are in those high-up positions in those different, let's say, pillars of society, because that's what they are, pillars of society, are as corrupt and evil as they can be. And you heard what the Lama just said, because he can see people's energy fields. He can see them whether they're on TV. He can see them whether they're on the web. He can see them in person, okay? And they're squirming like rats, because you know why they're squirming like rats? Is because the energy that's coming into the planet right now from the 1111 portal is changing it. I noticed that people can't walk in my office because of my energy here. God forbid you get around the Lama and you're some kind of devious, evil individual, you start spilling your guts out to him and telling him all your hidden, deep, evil secrets, like the Wonder Woman got the lasso around you. I've seen it happen over and over again. I have him vet all my people, right? And there's billionaires that have hired the Lama to go vet their people. So back to you, Lama. I just want to make that statement because
it's very interesting.
Yeah. It's very interesting what's going on.
So we watched three major categories here. So there was the political thing about what's going on with certain documents that are being uncovered by certain people. And so we saw that play out. Then we also saw play out what's going on in the Ukraine, and does Russia justify doing what they're doing? They actually had the prime minister of the Ukraine petition the whole organization. Very interesting conversation. The other thing was the investment arena. Let me share with people something that was very obvious. Let's start with the investment arena. And of course, we'll get into this, Jimmy, as you know, tonight with the Sage of the South even more when we do step into our power at 4 o'clock Central Time. So I really want to hear what Joseph has to say about Davos, but it's very clear that the blue chip companies have already taken their 25% to 30% bath, and they'll be doing what's called backing and filling this year, the year of the rap. In other words, as their shares get cheap, the executive stockholders begin to go in and buy those shares themselves to, number one, do dollar cost averaging for their portfolios, but also to falsify false stability of their stock prices, if everybody understands what I'm talking about, right? So you have billionaires going in, spending millions to solidify those blue chip stocks. So that's something we see. So the downside of the blue chips is coming close to the end. But there's another wave to come that became obvious. Your big tech companies have not gone through their complete bath yet. So get ready to watch what is going to happen to these tech companies. And if you know anything about the indices, a lot of them are heavily weighted. The S&P, especially the NASDAQ, is very heavily weighted in tech. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Microsoft. I'm talking about Intel. And companies of this nature, right, that are very heavy. So they could see another 20 to 30%, Jimmy, on the downside. And why is that significant? A lot of these companies are trading well over a couple hundred dollars a share. So you're talking about a significant cleansing. That's for sure. So be careful if you're nibbling. The other thing is we saw some really smart defensive play right now. Based on what I'm sharing with you, a really good defensive play that the Lamasery likes is buying ETFs on the VIX Forex. In other words, the VIX measures volatility. So what you're doing in that, you're actually buying the volatility as a hedge against the market itself. So it's kind of giving yourself a buffer. So that is one thing. And another thing is, Jimmy, and we're not going to talk about this today, but if you guys come back tonight and bring some guests with you, we're going to talk about a potential investment based on what Jimmy's been talking about to you recently. Because, you know, Jimmy's big on AI. So we're going to talk about AI and what the Lamasery feels about investing into AI, Jimmy, long term right now. And also we want to talk about electronic currency and how you can invest in those also, because we feel that both of these are going to be huge plays for the next 5 to 10 years. So if you got a 5 to 10 year horizon, but for you traders out there, you better really be careful with the tech stocks. Lamasery says be majorly careful with them. So that's
again, Lama, we're not financial advisors in any way, shape, or form. Not. Tonight on the free Step Into Your Power webinar, we'll have Joseph Land, the sage of the South, has over a $200 million hedge fund, has many, many businesses. His businesses he invested in last year have done more in this first 3 weeks of January than they did in the first 6 months of last year. Talk about the water rabbit. Everything is moving very quickly. And when the Lama talks to you about AI, that I'm looking at it for all business related purposes on how to utilize it for good. Remember, there's good on the internet, there's bad on the internet. There's good in AI, there's bad in AI. Just like Cain killed Abel with the rock, David killed Goliath with the rock. It wasn't the rock, it was who had the rock in their hands. Okay. So AI is going to do a lot of good for humanity in the right hands. And AI only came from the creator of all things. There isn't an original thought, folks. The creator owns all the thoughts, okay? You know, he doesn't do the evil side of it. He doesn't think about AI for the evil aspect of it. He brings these things to the table for the good aspects of it. And believe me, as we're researching it, and that's been going on for me for years, but AI is making leaps and bounds in the year of the water rabbit. Like, you don't believe, we just got off a marketing meeting before we did, about an hour before we came on live here, and one of our top guys that worked for a Fortune 500 company in marketing told us that AI with this chat GPS, and we're going to be doing another Patreon alum show talking about everything that's out there, what's going on, demonstrating stuff. It's going to be pretty amazing stuff, or we might do it into Step Under Your Power. We don't know yet, but we're going to do it in one of them. Okay. That it was going to be, didn't he say like 5,000 times stronger by June? The next version of it?
There's an AI program that is exponentially compounding its knowledge hour by hour, and they submit that within 6 months, by June or July, which will be our second big regional event. Everyone knows we're doing our first one Friday, March 24th on Step Into the Light. That's the title of that new event. We'll be doing one around July 4th. And we'll be also celebrating the Lama's 40 years of teaching. It happens this year. How about that for some synchronicity? But we're so pumped, because what is happening is inflation now across the world is being recognized. And so as they're looking at what the Fed's doing with interest rates also, everybody's complaining, well, if the banks are making this and that, why aren't they increasing our passbook savings accounts with interest rates? Because all of a sudden the Fed went from almost zero interest rates up to 5 to 6%. And they're talking about, well, we won't see the Jimmy Carter years, but get ready in the next 12 to 18 months to see interest rates in the 7 to 8% range, which is phenomenal. Now, if you understand fixed income, and you're rebalancing a portfolio like the Lamasery does constantly about every quarter, then all of a sudden something that wasn't paying anything is now going to be paying 6-7% a year in the bond market, the T-bills, and also what they refer to as fixed income. So your debt issues will be huge. And whether we realize it or not, everybody has different feelings about mainland China and what they've been up to the last couple of years. But mainland China is getting ready to economically open its doors completely open again. And so what is going to happen when 2 billion consumers hit the market again that have been pretty much shut down the last year or so, right? Well, that's going to cause a chain reaction on many levels, morally, ethically, and also economically. There's going to be a huge shift right there. Also, politically, some nifty things are really starting to happen. People are coming to the Ukraine's rescue by the droves. And it is obviously that the prime minister's speech was well received by the Western and European hemisphere. Don't see much of that going on. And it was also well documented that people are concerned about what China, how it's viewing the Philippines and how it's viewing Guam and how it's viewing Taiwan. And it's really interesting that not only is the USA putting extra battleships in that area, so is the country of Japan, so is the country of South Korea. So all of a sudden, there is a call that is happening to defend the Pacific Rim that has never happened in U.S. history. As a matter of fact, it didn't even happen after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. It was us. And remember, our Navy was weakened by 70% after Pearl Harbor. But today, we have all these countries that are unilaterally saying, you know what? China, you need to kind of stay put, you know, you need to kind of settle in your way. So it's none of these countries are rolling over for China, which is really very positive to see. And they're calling in their checks and balances on China. The Lama that's been in China for many, many years says he's never seen the resistance to China's expansion that he's seeing today. And it's obvious, right? In everybody's spirit, really, when they get in touch with their spirit and their souls, there truly is, as you grow spiritually, an entrepreneur in there. And an entrepreneur does not want to be put in a cage. An entrepreneur doesn't want to have an aggressor telling it what it can do and when it can do and how it's going to do that. It wants the Almighty to tell it what to do. And then it wants to kneel before the Almighty and humble. Jimmy, one of the funniest things that we saw this week, I got to share this with the audience. It's absolutely hilarious. When you hear an analyst or a CEO get in front of the people, and you know, for the most part, they do not believe in divine intervention. And then they're aspect for what's going to change economically this year through Main Street, Wall Street is, well, we have hope. And when you see a non-believer speak that they're thinking about having hope, you almost have to roll over and start laughing, because I'm thinking, is that what your chart reading told you that you needed to have hope? The last time I heard, you were picking at God. You are mocking the divine. How dare you come up and use the word hope when you don't believe yourself? And it's obvious in their aura. It's obviously on their face. Lamasery got a big kick out of that. Like, is this all you got? Is this what you're going to tell your people who are reading your financial newsletters every day, that you hopefully things will improve this year? We just thought that was very funny, brother.
Well, and again, you know, some of the things that they say they're for, like, you know, this nuclear fusion is a good thing for the planet, right? You can get energy everywhere. And the reason we haven't moved forward with and the hidden technologies that we have right now, the reason we haven't moved forward with them is because a lot of these big industries, like the oil industry, control a lot of these politicians worldwide. And it, you know, it's the same thing going on. So it's almost like, you know, I want to tell a story real quick. So last night I'm in sitting down where me and my wife are in our bed and we're watching TV. And I just had a tooth removed, as you know, on Monday, first one ever in my life, and got my first cavity because of a crown, because I had TMJ and I broke a couple teeth because I clinched, you know what I mean? And so Sydney's ordering me stuff on Amazon for, you know, because I don't like any toothpaste with fluoride at all, because I'm not going to put calcify my pineal gland up here, my third eye. And so I wanted some mouthwash and stuff. And so she's reading it. And, you know, I'm again, I want it from a good company that is doing what's right, you know, with the product, even though I'm getting it through Amazon. There's a lot of good companies that sell through Amazon, right? And and so this morning I wake up. Now, this happened around 9 o'clock last night. This morning I waked up and it's sitting at my door. It's sitting at my door. Ain't just even reserved. A day. It's there. Yeah. Now, why do I say this? Because not that all of the, I'm going to say WEF, okay, World Economic Forum, not that everything that they say is bad for the people or the planet. It's the way they want to do it. Okay, it's the way they want to do it, and and some of the things they say is ridiculous, but some of the things they say are not. Okay, like, you know, should we not continue to chop down and burn down the Amazon jungles? I think so. Is it time for us to say to the lumber industry, sorry, we're going to plant hemp, industrial hemp, and we're going to utilize that to build because it doesn't catch on fire. It's much more insulating. You know, it's the most productive crop per acre on the planet. It re-neutralizes the soil, okay, and does everything good. No, we're not going to cut our trees down to wipe our rear ends. We're going to use hemp paper because the trees are our friends. They're alive and they keep us alive.
It's an oxygen. That's right.
Right. So, you know, does humanity need to clean up the environment? Well, for God's sakes, we got three sizes of Texas of plastic in the Pacific Ocean. Do you think we could be making, let's say, plastic out of hemp? Yeah, but we're making it out of petroleum. And it doesn't biodegrade. And it's going into our ocean and killing things. So there's not that some of their agenda is bad. You know, them thinking that, you know, everybody's not going to own anything and everybody's going to do what they say and that's the way it's going to be. We're all going to be good little sheeple people. No, that's not going to happen. They're not going to fail. And listen, the World Economic Forum, can all that management can be replaced also. Just like all the management of Amazon. You know, remember, the pillars of society, I pray every day for this. ABBA is going to replace all these people. And all this work that some of them did with the fake money that they make and give to the banks and then give to the companies that they own, all that's going to be taken away from them. Most of them are not going to have that. But it still built something great for the people, right? Yeah. Still something good for the people, okay? This is going to happen. This is going to happen. Over the next 33 years, like the Lama said many times, you're going to see such a judgment, such transformation in every pillar of society and ascension for people that are ready to send. And the reason these guys, you're listening to, like Al Gore, I mean, he looks horrible. Okay. First of all, he looks horrible. And he's still spewing the same nonsense coming out of his mouth about the global warming situation. You know, why are they spraying in the skies? Why are they interfering with ABBA's creation? Why are they doing that? Me and my wife are looking at this beautiful sky, and here we see three jets doing their chemtrails. Like, these people know what they're doing. They didn't build the earth. They don't know what they're doing. They're making things worse, not better. Yeah. They need to leave ABBA will handle it. Leave it alone, okay? So, you know, getting back into this World Economic Forum, you know, most of these people, you got heads of state, CEOs, experts from various fields, and a lot of them say they're experts, but a lot of them are full of you know what. And, you know, now, and we can't say the word because Facebook will shut us down and YouTube, but the 2020 2020 situation that we all were involved in, unfortunately, because it was forced upon us. Now, everything that they said that we should be doing during that time was all a bunch of crap. Okay? And now more people are disappearing from this planet based on what they said was the solution than the problem. Now, read between the lines there and follow the money and everything. Okay? Follow the money and everything. Go ahead, brother.
Jimmy, you know, first of all, you're right on track with the, you know, how you could see sometimes good come out of almost anything, and you really can from time to time. The key that I think is very interesting and that even supports now the transition of people. So jobs now are going to start to shut down of people who were hired for e-commerce because more people are now going back to work and transacting things differently. Microsoft and Amazon just announced somewhere between 25 and 50,000 people that they're going to be laying off just between those two companies. If that doesn't tell you what's getting ready to happen and that you're really happy to be connected with Mastermind Webinar that teaches you how to fish, that teaches you how to build a new business. Also, tapping in tonight to step into your power to listen what Jimmy and the Sage of the South have to say about, you know, Sage of the South told me, Jimmy, 25 years ago, one of the smartest things economically to do was every year start a new income stream.
Well, he invested in them, brother. I mean, you know, we were talking, you know, I've got the Sage of the South working with me on Body Align. And if you want to know what Body Align is, an energy wellness company, but go over to Rasaji.com, click on wellness, click on energy wellness, watch the video with the Llama and Genius Steve over there. But, you know, I've got him in here because we're taking this company to the sky. I was told that by a billionaire that this was one of the best names and best processes in the wellness industry. And eventually I can see these centers out there where, you know, again, we have another industry that is fearful of good technology coming out like energy medicine, which is used by 2/3 of the population of this planet. That's more effective than anything you're doing here in the Western medicine hemisphere. Unfortunately, 60% of all the people that take drugs, prescription drugs in the world are in the United States. It's a horrible situation. I mean, you know, then you talk about illegal drugs, okay? Like the fentanyl situation. I mean, there was somebody that was on the news. Tucker Carlson was going to have your Florida governor on last night, okay? Because the Florida governor, he loves to harass the federal government, righteously so, okay? And this young man, 24, 25 years old, was a guest on Tucker and was talking about he's trying to save people in San Francisco. And there's people dying right on the street from fentanyl, dying. So all these elite, all these people that save their elite and all these politicians and all these people that don't have respect for the creator and think they're above the creator, boy, they're nervous right now, and the energy on Earth is increasing, the frequency is increasing, and they're not going to make it unless they do a total turnaround. By the end of, some of them are headed out the door right now, you know what I mean? But within 33 years, this planet is going to look totally different. And remember, folks, some of you say 33 years, Brother Jimmy, Patriot Jimmy, Llama, 33 years, I'm 57 years young. Okay, the Llama's 66 years young. Okay, remember, in biblical times, people lived, you know, to be hundreds and hundreds of years, and there's still people. Yes. If you go on YouTube and you put in oldest people that ever lived, they start sending you things that are not too long ago, where people are 280 years old and three. I mean, it's like, okay, most people don't even know these people are living that long. You know what I mean? But they are, and you know, this whole
look, Jimmy. We share two people. One was a great yogi master that passed away as recently as the 1950s. who was documented living 185 years old, that didn't even spiritually start working on himself until he was 55 years old. At 55 years old, his uncle, who was the governor of Delhi, gave him his first pair of mala beads and said, "Here, give me your sword. Your days of killing are over with. Give me your white stallion. You can keep your ring in case you need to barter with that. But I want you to take this and have a direct connection to the divine." That guy started his journey with his mala beads and then went to by the riverbank of the Ganges and started doing exercises and ended up living 185 years old. There was a Chinese Qigong master by the name of Lu Yin, who the Chinese government had been watching this guy for years. And whether you like the Chinese or not, the Chinese are meticulous record keepers. They've been keeping document records for a lot longer than most of the countries in the world. And they started synchronizing. This guy was a professor, and then 30 years before he was in the military as a medic. They kept tracing this guy, initially thinking he was the grandson of this grandfather, only to realize he was one and the same guy. This is what they found out about this guy. He ended up having 20 plus wives. And he wasn't divorcing them all the time. They were dying away because they wouldn't keep doing what he was doing. He was doing his Qigong exercise. He was eating out of his own garden. They documented him to live 250 years old, and he passed on at the turn of the 19th century. So those two people, totally different lifestyles, totally different culture. One became a monastic monk. And they say that the Chinese Qigong master had over 200 descendants, Jimmy, lived a total different life. So I thought that was very interesting. But that's written in our first book, The Circle of Life, that you could actually read for free if they join us, Jimmy.
Well, you know, that's wonderful stuff, Brother Lama. And, you know, I want to say something about this World Economic Forum. It's pretty funny. All the people that go there right now are the ones that got us all into this mess. So here they are to strategize on how getting the world out of all this mess, and they're the ones who put us in there in the first place. So why the hell would we listen to anything they got to say, even though they might have some good missions there? They're the ones that put us in this mess in the first place. We don't need them. Go away. You know what I mean? Let more people that are grounded. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
It's funny you say that. Because the Lama Service is saying the same thing this week. They're saying this, everybody's turning to this, wondering what is really, really true. And this is actually great skit for comedy. It's really ridiculous. This great, it's a comedy of eras. And you could tell a lot of times the people could not answer what, you know, the basic questions that were asked them. And it was so much of the people doing this and that, like, I don't want to really be here, you know, and it was really funny. And then when they asked them to see, you know, people want to know what's getting ready to happen. All they need to do is go to the latest of the Lamasery. They want real intel about and the real skinny about what's happening. With all the things we're talking about and the things we're hinting about, you can go there. We put our name and reputation on the line. Over 45 now updates. We're almost, can you believe, Jimmy? We're almost at a year with the latest of the Lamasery.
We're almost a year now. So what I can say this, folks, I have a lot of connections myself personally over the years. I got over 5,000 people on my cell phone alone and databases of millions. But I can tell you one thing, okay? I've been listening to the Lamasery's input before Intel, before it ever was put in the latest of the Lamasery. By the way, Abba gave Rasaji and I that idea of the latest of the Lamasery in prayers and meditation. And you get it for free by joining the Circle of Life community at Rasaji.com. You get it for free. You get free access, okay? Free access. So it is, you get that information, utilize it. You know how people create real wealth? They put themselves on the right side of the situation, right?
Amen.
With the right intel. If you think that you're still going to get an RV from the Zimbabwe trillion-dollar bill that you bought on eBay for $50 or $200, it ain't happening, okay? We can't go from one group of people printing money for free and buying up real assets with it to then giving people free money for worthless paper. I mean, if you think about it, it doesn't make any sense. But I seen a false prophet preaching that stuff, and they had 8,000 people that believed it, that submitted their documentation of the crappy Zimbabwe nonsense. Okay?
That's it. Drinking the Kool-Aid.
But I can tell you one thing. You know, when you get involved with what we're doing, what Abba's doing through the Patriot, through the Llama, through Brother Joseph Land, through all the other folks that we have at the table, and you start looking at our past videos that Abba's put through us out, the accuracy of the information and the fact that you need guided, if you don't have your own personal strong relationship with the Creator and you don't have the discernment that takes years and years to get through prayer and meditation and dedication, you need shepherds to help you shepherd through this time. And I didn't want to be a shepherd. The Llama will tell you, I didn't want to come do this, any of this stuff. Okay. I was going to do private training for members and that was it. Okay. I've been doing that for decades. Okay. I didn't want to do this, but when Abba makes it a call that he wants me out there to do it, I'm going to do it. And I'll take the responsibility of being one of the shepherds to help people get through this, not just surviving, but thriving. Amen. And changing this world. Amen. In a way that is going to be better for everybody. Because again, we got the clowns that got us into this mess, trying to tell us how to get out of this mess because they can get money printed out of nothing into their banks, into their companies, and they have no talent. None. And they mock the Creator. The Creator's done what they're mocking. And Brother Llama, talk about, you know, again, you know, talk about what the Llamasary feels, because this is, again, over 3,000-year organization that's wired into every pillar of society, pretty much, and has direct connect to satellites that you wish you had direct connects to. What are they thinking? Because you've seen all this. I mean, this is all starting to crumble right in front of our face here.
This is what they're talking about, Jimmy. You're touching on a real important viewpoint now. Is that they're saying that the very things they use, you remember, see, only 6 to 8 families own the major networks, as we know, right? You know, there's not many Disney companies out there, but think about what a Disney today owns. Do some homework. Google all the assets of Disney. It will absolutely blow your mind. But there's only 6 or 8 of them out there. Now, here's the key. They know they were losing ground. You know, they already lost the battle in 4D, and now it's playing out in 3D. And this is what the portal of Shiva on 11/11 was all about. So it's now carrying over. The Lord of the Rings is now here, and we're fighting for the fellowship of the rings. That's what we're doing, right? Light against darkness. This is what's happening. But they are putting themselves so that millions of people can see how ridiculous they are, that they're actors, and that's all they're, and some a little better than others, but they're primarily actors trying to get people to continue to drink their Kool-Aid. And what they're actually are doing, they're actually helping our side. The Llamasary says they're helping our side because they're being so ridiculous that they're going to wake even more people up because of the contrast of what we're doing, people like us, to the contrast of what they're doing. They're creating more polarization that they're going to, you know, think about the people in your family right now that you know that are not awake. You know, be honest with yourself. We love our families, but we know some of them, it's like, you know, it's like knocking on a stone to try to get them to wake up, right? But it's as if they're helping us wake them up too. The next level of people, because it's a comedy of errors. That's, I mean, it's like, I remember when I was doing Broadway years ago, Jim, and we would do off Broadway. And one of the most popular shows was, it's a really, it was a funny show about four couples and how they interacted over a 30-year period. And the stage would revolve, constantly moving, and then they would change scenes by the stage moving. And the name of the show was I Love You, Now Change. And it was all about a guy or a woman getting into a relationship, trying to take total control of the other person. And the humor that came out of there. See, this is what there has been for some times an elite number, according to the Lamasery, of about 2,000 families that used to have unbelievable influence. But this group of people, whatever you want to call these people, we won't use those names because we're YouTube and Facebook friendly, but you can come over to the Lace of Lamasery and I tell you who these people are and what they're doing. You might even be shocked that there's one primarily family that runs what's left of the KGB. There's one primarily family that runs the CIA. There's one primarily family that runs the FBI. And what makes this so ridiculous, just like today, Jimmy, you know, the politicians, about 80 or 90% are, you can't tell a Republican from a Democrat. It's in clothing only. You know, the Republicans like to wear blue blazers with red ties real thick to their neck. And the other side likes to do the open collar thing and hang out and this kind of thing. But really, they're no really different. When it comes to spending, they spend all they can get. Most of them go to Washington, poor as a field mouse, and then come home worth hundreds of millions of dollars on the backs of voters like you and me. So they're not really, really different. But what's happening is this 2,000 people, they're losing control like you can't believe. See, judgment has already started. Don't think that it's going to just start halfway through the 33 years. When 11/11 hit and that portal opened 21 days of opening and now 33 years of sustaining, I mean, think about it. If you're paying attention, I think most of the people here are very sharp, Jimmy. And I think they're very educated. I think they know the skinny on what's going on. And they're paying attention enough. If you really pay attention, you'll already see a certain amount of people ascending. You see another group going through transformation, and you also see judgment happening. See, just some of the people that were lying on national TV in the last couple of years, they're out. They're gone. Now, you might think, oh, well, Abba didn't do a judgment enough to suit me because I wanted them hanging for the trees or I wanted them in front of a firing squad. Well, that's not your call. But the call is they're no longer in power. How many of them already? See, when the midterm elections happen, the Lamasery says, well, we got about 20% of what we really wanted. Now, Florida and Texas, we got more. But in most of the country, we got about 20%. But what, this is what's happened. Since the November election to January the 18th, yesterday, the Lamasery says we got another 5%. Just through the shuffling of the new policies coming into being, and some of the people that's already received judgment that lost positions on committees, whether you realize it or not, that's power and authority. They lost positions in office, they're out. And some of these people are so out, they'll never be able to come back. I don't care how it changes in the next election. They won't be able to come back. Some of them can't show their fannies right now. So I'm excited, Jim, because I see the judgment. I see the ascension. I see the transformation going on. I see people changing in ways I never thought would change, and they're changing. But you know what I'm the most excited about? That's why you guys have to come tonight and bring your friends to step into your power. I've never seen a redistribution of wealth, Jimmy, happen in all my 66 years on the planet as fast as it's happening right now. And more probably important, or equally as important for sure, is wealth seeming to be created, Jimmy, right out of the ethers.
1,000%. And one of the things is we created, ABBA had us create Step Into Your Power webinars, free webinars to help people to step into their power. Yeah. And then we got free community at Circle of Life at Versace.com. We have a free level at MastermindWebinars.com. And this is to help shepherd people through what's happening over the next couple decades. And folks, some people's hearts are going to fail them from the shaking of this planet. But what do we expect? What do we expect when we shed so much innocent blood every day? We're polluting the ocean in massive amounts. We're chopping all our brother and sister trees down. You know, we're destroying this planet. And we think Mother Nature, Mother Earth, is just going to sit there and say, oh, yeah, go ahead. No, you know, we got to reverse this now. And through prayer, meditation, you know, declaring and decreeing. And once you get into a certain relationship with ABBA, you can start dispatching angels. Okay? Don't think you can't. We're made in the image of the Creator. The ones of us that got pure DNA from the Creator, there might be some people out there that are half-breds from the fallen angels. You know, some of the stuff, the reason why they hide the books of Enoch from us, because they don't want us to have that knowledge. The Lama talked about the books of Enoch. I think we got a Patriot and a Lama show about Enoch. But, you know, each book of Enoch, and there was 366 of them, is like a Webster dictionary, okay? Imagine they give you in all the different religions around the world, you know, good and bad in them too, right? But the scriptures, you know, there, you couldn't even put a book together this big, okay, of these scriptures. But yet, just Enoch alone, 366 books. Imagine that, the size of Webster's dictionaries, okay? So we are setting up these, ABBA's setting up these resources through us in order to help you. We're not going to sit here and spoon people a bunch of hopium and nonsense like I hear on the internet constantly. Either somebody's feeding you pure doom and gloom, or they're feeding you hopium. That's not, we're going to feed you reality, okay? And I'm not saying that you don't need to know what's been going on with this planet for, you know, all that. But what are you going to do to help? What are you going to do to step into your power, right? What are you going to do to become the person that you were brought down in this planet to do? What are you going to do? Now, I move my hands. There's no secret codes going on here. That's the 20-some percent Italian I am from my grandmother Thompson, whose maiden name was DeGasparo. And the Lama's not doing anything with his glasses. He needs to actually get probably some better fitting glasses, because they always slip down his face. We ain't part of no messianic crap, okay? We're two general soldiers of ABBA's army. Amen. Here to help shepherd you all through what's coming. And, you know, get your own relationship with ABBA. You know, my prayer for all of you is that you have discernment through the Holy Spirit to know right from wrong, to know truth from lies, to follow the path that was laid out for you in this lifetime for the destiny that you were created for. That's my prayer for all of you. And that should be prayer, your prayer for yourself. If you look, you could ask the Lama, how our team meetings are going, what's going on with everything. ABBA's accelerating everything. But you got to put time into that relationship. We don't need to listen to these clowns in Davos, okay? Because right now, it's a bunch of clowns that think they can get us out of something that they put us into. And, you know, they act like they're more righteous than anybody on the planet, and they're most of them ain't got a righteous thing in them, okay? They're all going to pay their own price for what they've done, and you're going to see it happening, and it is happening. And it's going to continue to accelerate. You know, one of the things that some of my family members say to me, oh, well, you were talking about that a year and a half ago, and it's happening right now. I said, it ain't about me talking about it. It's about discernment through the Holy Spirit on me getting this forewarning and advancement and being a watchman telling people about it. Now, whether they want to listen or not is up to them. And if they want to join the community at Rasaji.com, the Free Circle of Life community, and listen to the latest of the Lamasery, and even go back and listen to the past ones and see are they accurate or are they not, you're going to find out they're real super accurate, okay? Yeah. We're not sitting here, right? I mean, again, don't keep focused on all of the things that are happening negatively. Look at what's going on positively. There's so much going on good. Yes, it's going to get darker, but the light's going to get lighter. Some will not survive. Some will barely survive. Some will thrive. I know I'm thriving. I know the Lama's thriving. I know the Sage of the South, Joseph Land, is thriving. Best years he's ever had in business. And this guy's made serious, serious money.
And let him know, you know, there's not one three, there's three threes. And each one of those threes represent the force of the Almighty and what he's doing from 5D all the way down to 3D. You know, you have to understand, it's like Archangel Michael's sword came down from 5D and it was like a laser beam into 3D. He just took the sword and just went and cut it. Just like so, right? So the key of it is, yeah, there's judgment, okay? Yes, there's ascension, and yes, there's transformation. Lamasery has been teaching for years, when rapture consciousness is at its highest, so is transfiguration consciousness to create the balance in creation. It's amazing. The architect ABBA is the architect of creation. Isn't it amazing? Remember, he's the only being that sees all 12 dimensions and then exists outside of creation. I was telling Jimmy the other day, you know, when you look at your computer screen, look at it right now and think about how big it is. You know, it could be 13, 15, 17. You might have a desktop, it might be 24 inches. Why? You might have a monster like Jimmy, and it might be a couple feet wide. He's got this monster computer. But when I was growing up, the drive-in movie theaters were a big deal. I mean, we would all pack in a car, and maybe they would charge us $5 for a carload. Can you imagine? I remember, and 25-cent popcorn and 35-cent Coca-Cola. You're talking about inflation, right? And we would all pile in. The first time I ever saw Bruce Lee's movie, The Enter the Dragon, I went in 1973. We went and saw it at the drive-in movie theater. I was so pumped. I was so excited. But ABBA screens like the drive-in theater. It's the biggest movie screen that's ever been produced. It makes the IMAX screen look like nothing. That's the screen he sees. We see this little 13, 14, 15 inch. He sees everything that's happening because he's the architect of creation. And he is figuring time. He's figuring space. He's figuring, here you are, you're walking. Recently was in Manhattan and walking. Goodness gracious, what a pace people walk. I mean, I haven't been there in 20 plus years, and the lava's been getting slower over the years. And New York's people been getting faster and faster. I swear I never see them so fast. And they're walking around and they're walking around, but he's down in Soho, and he's looking at you, and you're getting ready to go to Midtown and Uptown Manhattan. And he knows you're going to connect with the person that's walking 30 to 40 blocks away. He's looking at his time. He's saying, okay, about this time, Jimmy's going to run into Lama Rasaji, and it's going to go right now. And he's doing that with billions of people simultaneously. And you know what we call that? We call that synchronicity. We call that synchronicity. And when we're paying attention and humbling ourselves, like Jimmy says, and being grounded and good on discernment, every now and then he blesses us and gives us a glimpse of that synchronicity. And when we get a glimpse of it, we know we're communicating with the divine. And then, you know, one of the most powerful things that I found out that I love to hear the testimonies when people do the 45-day challenge, which you can do for free at the Circle of Life, is when they say they started experiencing the energy like never before. And by the way, the energy is God's love pouring into the third D. That's how he shares his unconditional love through what we call energy. And so they get raised by his energy by doing exercises that the angels taught Boganathar had to do 3,000 years ago. And they go outside, and one of the famous testimonies I love to hear people say, I went out into nature today, and I couldn't believe that the greens were more greens. The yellows were more yellows. It was like nature became, and it wasn't nature. Nature's always been that colorful. It's always been that alive. It's you became more full of the aliveness. How would you just like to be so alive that you're like this kid that never wants to go to sleep because all day long is going to be Christmas and you can't wait to get up? When the Father wakes me up early in the morning, Lamas have a saying, the sun doesn't bring up the llama brings up the sun. And sometimes it's 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't just go back to sleep like most people, right? If Abba wakes me at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, I say, now, Abba, what do you want me to do? And more than half the time, he wants me to stay up. And he wants me to go pray for somebody that's probably asleep right now. And he wants me to focus energy and light and blessings to that person, because that's what human beings were designed to do in 3D. See, we were designed to be the angels of this dimension. Are we being the angels? Because we can sink less than an animal, and we have sure seen demonstrations of that the last 3 years. But you know what? We were also designed to rise higher than an angel. Did you know that? We were designed to be the living Christ, and we were designed to rise up higher than an angel. I'm going to ask you tonight, go to the mirror and ask yourself, are you raising up to the standard of an angel, or are you sinking to the level of an animal? Are you paying too much attention to the negativity, or do you want to be about the solution? And if you are, then we're going to ask you to join us, hook up arms with Jimmy and me and the people in our network here, and let's be the solution for God, and let's not be the problem for God. Back to you, brother.
100%. And, you know, with what we're doing with Rasaji.com, Circle of Life, and Mastermind, and Step Into Your Power, the amazing thing is all the people need to do is go read the testimonials. I mean, just go read the testimonials and look at what's happening here, okay? It's exciting stuff. And if tonight I want to show you, and then go ahead and start putting some questions in, I want to show you what we have here. Okay, and let me go open this up for y'all. I'm going to share my screen. And it's great to have the llama today in high definition. And his lips are actually matching with what he's saying, and we can actually see him when we're talking. So that's awesome. Great day. Great day.
Yeah, does it look like a 1970 martial art movie, right?
No, no. All right. So folks, when you become a free member in Mastermind, this is what you see back here. And when you become a free member in Circle of Life, this is what you see back here. Okay. Circle of Life is more advanced right now than Mastermind because we've had more time on it, but we're working on both of them. We have a team of over 18 people that work. I mean, more than that, when you look at the other side, it's probably almost closer to 30 people working with us that are bringing out what we're doing, what Abba has us all doing. Okay. So when you're in here, you can go right into the free training. You can go to the webinar registration and you can register for the, Step Into Your Power tonight. Tonight at 4 p.m. Central Time. Seats are limited. Register. Okay? Register. We're going to do these a couple times a month. Public-facing free webinars, but there are seats that are limited, like I said. You can go also in the same thing, and you can pull down the recordings, okay? And then you can watch the past recordings. We even have a new day, which was the 11-11 portal opening. We had over 1,700 people register. We 1,000 seats we have on this webinar, Zoom, and 850 stayed the 3 hours and 30 some minutes that this was. This is very, very powerful stuff. Dr. Jeannie, Angela Moonad, and then our third one is coming right into with Joseph Land, okay? And we're going to be putting some things so you can look at the segments if you want. You can watch the whole episode, but these are 100% free, just like when you come in here and you go to channels, the latest from the Lamasery. Now, again, the 44th episode. Look in the comments what Sister Dawn said about the 44th episode. There's a new sheriff in town. There is stuff, but every single episode that is update. It's not an episode, an update. It's coming from the Lamasery, and Master Lama Rasaji, who's their global spokesperson, has been spot on. And even before that, this is all free. The training, the 45-day challenge, the documents you need, the Circle of Life ebook, the knowledge database with over, I think, 300 or 200 some things in the knowledge base for the public side. The webinar registrations, the webinar recordings. You've got all of this in here to your advantage to utilize for yourself. Let me make sure I'm correct. There's a lot. There's, I think, a couple hundred in here. All right, in this knowledge database, right? And if I go to the knowledge database directly, you can see all of the 287 articles for the community, for the free community. These private member Q&A come from the Ask Rasaji, which is a private membership with less than 50 cents a day to get 8 hours with the Lama, 2 hours every Friday. There's 180 hours plus recorded back here. Okay. So again, there's no reason that you can't move forward, even if you need to start free. Completely free, that what we're giving out for free can help you step into your power like never seen before, because Abba set it up that way. You know, some people are coming to me and saying, oh, why are you doing this for free? All this for free, you're giving too much. I said, it's not my decision. It's not Brother Rasaji's decision. It's Abba's decision on what he wants us to do and what he wants us to have. Okay.
Hey, brother, that being so, is a membership for the individual or is it for the household?
Yeah, it's for the household. It's for the household.
Isn't that amazing?
Mastermind webinars and Circle of Life at Rasaji.com is for the household. So, you know, there's no reason to not get involved. If you're having any issues with MastermindWebinars.com, by all means, just get to the login support. When you're logged out, you'll see help, login support, submit a ticket. I've got people waiting there to help you, okay? And they will help you. Same thing with Rasaji.com. You have any problems, they will help you. Okay. So anybody that's part of the community, the free community right now, and you're getting whether good results, bad results, go ahead and sow some seed in the comments. Let them know 45-day challenge. This is what happened to you, or, you know, circle of life. Make sure they know what you're talking about. Sometimes you just put it in there and, you know, make sure that you identify what you're speaking about and then go ahead and put it in there. Make sure that you do that. Okay. Also, the support will, I'll have them look at these comments today that are in the Patriot and Llama show. And if they need help, they'll reach right out to you and help you. Okay. We're here to help you, right? We're here to help you.
That's right. Yeah, I'm serving you guys.
So again, Davos, they have their 2030 agenda, but now if you go to their site and you look at some of the stuff they're saying, there's a lot of good things that they use. Remember, these people use a lot of words that sound really great, but what's behind their agenda is not great. It's not great. Okay. And these are the clowns that got us into this mess in the first place. And unfortunately, we have allowed them to. So we got to make sure that we're praying and declaring and agreeing again, and that we keep pushing as people of the planet Earth and the children of God, the creator of all things, that we keep pushing and pushing in prayer and in action to help change this world for the better. And if we do that, on the other side of this 33 years, I know I want for my children, and I know the Llama wants for his children and grandchildren and my grandchildren, his grandchildren. We want a good planet. We want, when our destiny is done, when we have accomplished what we came here for again, we want to make sure when we leave that our children and grandchildren can accomplish their destiny too. And not be enslaved to some kind of satanic, evil assembly of a bunch of moron minions, in my opinion, that their days are numbered because they're poking the nose. They're poking the nose of the Most High, the God, the creator of all things. So, Llama, what else do you want to talk while I'm going to pull some questions up here from our folks?
Well, understand. What we know about, you know, the dark side is the playbook's always the same. They use negativity toward the people who speak the truth because they don't want to have dialogue with the truth because they know the truth's the truth. Okay? You need to know the truth is the truth no matter who's saying it. Or the vehicle, okay? Number two, they love the art of misdirection, right? I don't want you doing what I'm doing. And so they love misdirection. Over here, I'm doing something because I want to entertain you over here because I don't want you seeing what I'm doing right over here. Right? They've been doing it forever. The Llama series has been documenting this for 3,000 years, guys. They haven't changed their playbook. It gets actually very boring. And I'll tell you another ways to recognize the darkness, right? They don't normally look too well. They're kind of shadow of a human being. You know what? Though I walked through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Wow. David knew it was coming right out of the Psalms, right? It was coming. And that's who they are. They're the shadow. They're not a light being. They're not like you, brothers and sisters. They don't yield to a higher power. Or they think they are the higher power. Well, they sure got us into a mess, and they've been continuing to do this. Remember, Abba shows up in creation consciously to do his rescue plan 175,000 years ago. Well, they were pissed because there were 13 different strands of human existence from 13 different locations. And they were already here over 200,000 years. They didn't want somebody showing up wanting to hold them accountable. They thought they could continue with their mischief. They thought This was their planet. That's what they want. Well, ever since he showed up and put Adam and Eve on the planet, he says, I'm going after this spiritually and even on a DNA level. So he went after it both ways. You know, it's funny when you speak truth into the atmosphere. It's funny. I hear people now using the term God's DNA. I'm hearing other people use that wording. Before we started talking about it, nobody was using that wording. That shows you if you speak the truth regularly enough, it starts to resonate throughout all of creation. And even the unconscious will start to speak it. And I remember when Jesus was going into Jerusalem, and it was Passover, and he was getting ready for the last week before the Last Supper, and he was side saddle on a donkey, on an ass, right? And he was going through it. And all the people were singing, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna. And they had the palms out there, and they were fanning the palms and everything. And the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin, they were pissed. Hey, who the heck does this guy think he is, being the Messiah? Who does he think that he is? So he looked down upon him. He says, tell your people to be quiet. And he started laughing, and he laughed. He says, you don't know my Father, do you? If you were to be able to silence my people, first of all, let them be. But if you weren't to silence them, if you had any power to do so, my heavenly Father would have the rocks and the stones begin to sing Hosanna in the highest. See that he put them in their place, buddy.
Well, and you know, that leads right into a question from Sister Penny here about what Utah is doing. Apparently, Utah wants to follow the WEF and wants to be the pilot state for that, and their government, their governor's following that. But again, I believe, this is my personal opinion, governors come and go. People can be here today and gone in 5 minutes from now.
Yeah.
Abba will remove these people. If you get enough people praying together, and it doesn't take a lot, believe me. Let me talk a little bit, and this will help answer some of this stuff. And I know, Penny, you're working on Penny is becoming she's in Advanced Plus training, and she's going to move forward to teacher in adept. But part of our strategy with what Abba's given us, and it takes very little amount of people of the light to destroy the people of the darkness, you know, to change things in a certain environment. So we have a strategy with the teachers and adepts to bring out teachers around the world, have one in every county, at least in America, have 107 dedicated students that are praying and meditating and declaring and decreeing and dispatching angels of protection, angels of provision, angels of healing. And then them building a relationship with the sheriff or praying for a new sheriff, because it doesn't take more people than that to change a whole county. I mean, to lower the crime rate, there's been studies where groups of people less than 108 have come into an area, meditated, prayed, and the crime rate dropped in that city. It's happened over and over as small as 30 people. So what is part of Abba's strategy is that, you know, he's laid that on the Llama. He's laid that on the Patriot here. And he's laid that on the 50 teachers and adepts we already have that are in training right now. So it's an exciting time to be alive. Be excited to be alive. Don't suck up all the doom and gloom. Be excited to be alive in this time in history, because you're here for a purpose. And if you don't know it yet, do the Tai Chi Gong, do the prayers and meditation. Get closer to Abba, spend some time, dedicate some time, wake up earlier, get her done, and you will get clarity on what you're supposed to do. Brother Josh has a great question for you, Brother Llama. I'm curious on the Llama's thoughts on someone choosing to be cremated versus buried.
So The ancient city yogas that have existed for over 50,000 years, they looked at that from, you know, first of all, the element of fire is looked at as the mouth of God. So you have to understand the reciprocation about what the fire is. And it really depends on the conscious evolution of the individual. But if somebody chooses that, then obviously they commend themselves to the fire. There is a reciprocation for that. And if you do a little study in history, you're going to find that that's nothing new. That's one of the most constant ways that people in our civilizations for thousands of years have left the planet. Now, that being said, Josh, there's many ways to leave the planet, right? So that's one way. Of course, you know, if you do some research on embalming, embalming's not that old as a lot of people think, right? So putting people in the ground and putting you know, fluorides and different other fluids in their body. You know, one of the reasons they started doing that, they were burying people under the ground. People were resurrecting and coming up out of the ground. And these undertakers started saying, God, we can't do this. I mean, people waking up. I mean, what are we going to do, right? So then came the concept of draining the blood, which has, by the way, a magnetic quality to it. And a lot of people were being resurrected. And that was one of the reasons embalming came into being in the first place. So you have to understand, you can trace back, but believe it. I mean, the Vikings, I mean, they would bury a person on a ship. And they would send the boat out, and then they would flame the arrow and shoot the arrow on there. But, in India, which is the oldest culture that is similar to what that culture was over 10,000 years, you can't find that in a lot of places. Very similar, the culture that India has, they had very similar over 10,000 years ago. And they cremated probably, 80 to 90% of their people all those thousands of years. Now, that being said, when they saw what was considered a Satguru or an avatar or a Mahatma, a lot of times they would not cremate this particular being. And, Annalene Skarin, who was a beautiful mother, a beautiful woman of the 1950s, who experienced what Christ experienced on Mount Transfiguration in the front of three apostles. And, she was quoted with saying that death is the dreary back door to the other side. There is a door of glory for those who overcome, and that door swings both ways. And in front of 55 people in mid-America, she turned her body into light, and she showed people there are other ways to leave. Now, we know that Enoch did that. We know now that Mother Mary did that. We know that Melchizedek came in and went in that way. In other words, came in as a light, materialized, dematerialized, and left it a light. We know that Jesus does that after the Assumption, the 40 days after Easter. He takes them by the seaside, the apostles and disciples, and ascends into heaven. And there's a reason spiritually that he does that, that I'm covering in the Bible study for this Saturday, in case you might be interested in signing up and hearing the Bible study. It's going to be one of the Dalai Lamas for Saturday. I speak to this Saturday's Bible study. Back to you, brother.
Yeah, and that's good, that Dalai Lama on Saturday is a Bible study. So, You know, one of the things, I'm reading Matthew again, and I read a lot of the prophets over and over again, because, you know, when you read something again, you get more information from that reading. Okay.
Amen.
Don't you think you don't? And when you really, there's a difference between reading the scriptures and studying the scriptures. And the Lama talks about that all the time. And I've been doing it too. You know, I love reading. Readers are leaders. Amen. And when you actually hold the physical book in your hand and you read it, you actually trigger, you fire 30% more neurons in your brain. Okay. So yeah, it's very important. Well, mine's right there. And, you know, it's really exciting. I got multiple, right? I got multiple. Not limit yourself to just Christianity or the Catholic Bible or the Hebrew Bible or the Torah, but actually look at what they look at in India and other countries, because they were around too. And, you know, Abba, don't think Abba just picks out one certain people and it's exclusive to them. No, he's the creator of all humanity, not just a particular group of people. And he appears to all of them, just like the Lama has documented proof of witnesses that he was in three different locations at one time. You don't think Christ could be in three different locations at one time, or 100? You don't think Abba can be everywhere at all times and everything? Well, if you don't, you need to continue to work on your relationship with him.
Have more than one body. We're so conventionally taught to think a certain way. And what that does, it limits our thinking. And the one thing you never want to do is limit God. That's, you don't ever want to limit God. But when you look at the Holy Trinity, you know, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you don't want to limit even that. You don't want to limit that at all. And Jimmy is absolutely 100% correct, is that Abba's been manifesting himself all. As a matter of fact, there are beings on the planet. There's 144,000, but there's 120 souls that are connected strongly to the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Some the manifestation of what we refer to as the Son, and some to the manifestation of the Father. There are very few that are ever the manifestation. See, Jesus was what we call a three-in-one. Jesus was a three-in-one. So Jesus was the manifestation collectively of the Holy Trinity. And that's what makes him extremely powerful, right? The three-in-one. So he had the Father in him. He had the Holy Spirit in him. And he was the Son. Three-in-one. All what we call the all-in-one. Right. And this is why when he walked the planet those 33 years, all he had to do is see things a couple of times. You know, I'll never forget Chuck Norris talking about Bruce Lee. Jimmy, you'll love this story. He said, this Bruce Lee was something else. He said, I could teach him a technique and he would practice this technique nonstop. And in 1 week, never seeing the technique, the master that shared the technique with, he could outperform that master, that technique within a week. He could better you, right?
Well, Jesus, first he knew it in his mind, right? And he had that connection to the divine to make that happen.
Yeah. So this was Christ. Christ was like that, right? Everything he learned, he knew already. And in our soul that we're free, we know these things. And the holy graph of life and mirror meditation brings this forth. This is one of the beautiful things about Tai Chi Gong and Circle of Life, is that your unconscious wakes up and becomes totally conscious of all of this. And you go, oh, my God, it's always been there before. It's amazing.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. I'm going to answer one more question, and then we're going to get a prayer and blessing from the Lama, because we can see him. We can hear him. He's crisp and clear. Awesome. Sister Erin, it's Tom's fluoride-free toothpaste. Tom's. TOMS toothpaste, fluoride free. They make a lot of great products. So that's what Brother Jim, I'm not, watch the fluoride. The fluoride calcifies the pineal gland. Get it out of your body. Don't have it in there. Watch it. Yes, I agree with you, Sister Donna. Reading, studying scriptures is wonderful. It is. Insights grow. Let's put this up on the screen here. This is what's beautiful. Reading, studying scriptures is wonderful. Insights grow as we grow. Just got amplified translation. You can pronounce that.
Bhagavad Gita and the Autobiography of a Yogi.
And yes, I just got done with Autobiography of a Yogi, and I'm reading the other book that the Brother Lama referred to me. But yes, studying it, not just reading it, reading it more. Anything that you want to learn, you need to study, and you need to have it in your hand. You need a printed version. It fires 30% more neurons in your brain. You retain more of the information, and you gain more of the information as you read it over and over again. Close us out, Brother Lama, if you would, with a prayer and blessing for these beautiful brothers and sisters today.
Heavenly Father, thank you for once again bringing us together in your light and love. Thank you for all these spiritual patriots that are here today as you are blessing their families with your angels of healing, your angels of transformation, your angels of prosperity and protection. We are grateful that they are walking in your light and their families are being protected and blessed in ways beyond measures. We are thankful that we're moving into the solutions of light as we step forth into your light and walk into your power. We are grateful that what all the channels are bringing on the My Patriot Network to all of humankind. We are thankful that there are strong women here and strong men that are being led by your Holy Spirit, the giver of life, that are wishing to follow in the footsteps of Lord Jesus and walking in his pathway and overcoming everything. We are here to learn, but most of all, we are here to overcome. And with your light and with your will and with your way, we shall do that. Amen.
Amen. Abba's will. Love you, folks. Remember, Abba's will, Abba's way. Do it every day. And you will head down that path to your destiny, and you will complete it. Love you all very much. Make sure, again, stepintoyourpower.com. Stepintoyourpower.com. Register. Be on at 4 o'clock today. Love you all. Take care.
God bless.